On Thursday at the legislature, Service NB Minister Jill Green effectively ruled out an extension of the current temporary rent cap in New Brunswick, which had limited rent increases in 2022 to 3.8%. Instead, Green introduced a bill to add a phase-in mechanism that could be used by the Residential Tenancies Tribunal on a case-by-case basis. If landlords raise rents by more than the consumer price index in a given year, and if a tenant formally complains to the tribunal about that increase, the tribunal would then have the power to require a phase-in of the increase over 2 to 3 years. Green spoke to reporters after the introduction of the bill on Thursday.
Rent cap is off the table right now. It was a temporary measure, but I want to say that this requires everybody to be working together. And last year, if we needed to make a change quickly, we did it, and we will do it again. So this is, we need the landlords to step up, and we need the tenants to talk to us and tell us when they have a rent increase that they think is inappropriate.
One housing researcher says requiring tenants to complain about rental increases is not reasonable, given the power dynamics between tenants and landlords. Julia Woodhall-Melnick is the Canada Research Chair in Resilient Communities and an Associate Professor of Social Science at UNB in St. John.
This still puts the onus on tenants to complain if they feel they've been wronged. Tenants are in a vulnerable position. So if you look at the landlord-tenant power relationship, the landlord holds the power there, right? And asking the tenant to complain to a tribunal because they feel like they've received an unfair rent increase is putting the onus on the victim to complain. When really we could stop the victimization by asking landlords to apply to the RTT for increases. So they would have to prove to the RTT that their increase was reasonable, it was fair, and it was done in good faith. So that's really what we should be looking for in these policies, would be a policy that says if a landlord does want to increase rent beyond, you know, a reasonable amount set by the province, let's say, they need to go and file an application to the RTT to do so. It should never be left up to the tenant to complain.
Woodhall-Melnick says many tenants, especially the most precarious households financially, may not have the time or resources to represent themselves to the tribunal, and they certainly can't afford legal advice. Green told reporters on Thursday that Service NB would make sure tenants had the help they needed.
Give my office a call and we'll help them. We have controls in place to help. We can do it by phone, you can do it in person, and there are many different avenues to help them, and we will have a huge campaign to make sure that people have an ability to access to get help.
Green said the main reason the government decided against a rent cap was the effect it is predicted to have on housing supply.
Rent caps have been shown not to have the desired effect. And you look at any article by an economist and they say rent caps don't work. We need to protect the tenants. We care about tenants. We're putting measures in place to protect them, and we will not hesitate to do more should we find there's a bigger problem than we understand.
Woodhall-Melnick disagrees with Green's conclusion about the effect of rent caps, citing the fact that there are different types of caps and not all of them have been found to have the same effects.
The literature tells us there's 3 different generations of rent caps, right? And in the first generation, the stuff that was used post-World Wars, those rent caps were more likely to hinder supply because they were rent-free altogether. It's kind of like what PEI has now, but sometimes they're necessary if market conditions dictate. The type of rent control we have now would be a third generation rent cap, and those ones actually haven't been shown to have impact on supply because landlords are still making profit through a whole bunch of different mechanisms.
Green calls the government's approach balanced.
We put measures in place over the last year and a half to help tenants before. We've also put measures in place to help developers because our vacancy rate is our biggest issue here and we need more development and we need more units. So this is a balanced approach, putting a few more measures in place for tenants to help them and so that we can encourage development at the same time protect tenants.
Woodhull Melnick says the reluctance of the government to extend the cap shows they are inclined to protect the wealthy few at the expense of the many. Acorn NB and the New Brunswick Coalition for Tenants' Rights have been calling for an extension of the rent cap and are planning a rally this Saturday in Fredericton to call for the protection to be made permanent. The rally starts at 1 p.m. Saturday on the front lawn of the legislature.